Good evening. This is Akashwani Itanagar, the news read by Morgan Bagra. India and China have agreed to work with urgency and redouble their efforts to achieve complete disengagement in the remaining areas along the line of actual control. This emerged during a meeting between National Security Advisor Ajit Doval and member of the Communist Party of China Political Bureau and director of the Office of the Central Foreign Affairs Commission Wang Yi yesterday in St. Petersburg, Russia. The meeting was held on the sidelines of the meeting of BRICS high-ranking officials responsible for security matters and national security advisors. During the meeting, Doval conveyed that peace and tranquility in border areas and respect for the line of actual control are essential for normalcy in bilateral relations. Arunachal Pradesh Governor Lieutenant General retired K.T. Parnaik interacted with the students of Rashtriya Raksha University, Gujarat at Raj Bhavan, Itanagar today. The RRU students are on a fortnight-long visit to Arunachal Pradesh. They have visited the vibrant border village of Zemithang in Tawang district. The students shared their experiences of visiting various vibrant villages in the Tawang sector with the governor. The governor, while commending the RRU and the ITBP for the students' tour, called for more student exchange programs with states which are developed in IT and MSME sectors. He said that such action will open avenues for entrepreneurships and startups and create awareness about Arunachal Pradesh amongst the youth of the nation and strengthen goodwill. The Arunachal Pradesh governor has ordered transfer of the post-matric scholarship scheme from the Department of Education to the Social Justice, Empowerment and Tribal Affairs Department with immediate effect. According to a notification issued on September 4th, the Education Department will hand over all files, beneficiary data and related documents to the SJETA Department, which is also the parent department for smooth implementation of the scheme. It, however, said that the Education Department will complete the disbursement of scholarships for the academic year 2023-24 and the SJETA Department will carry out the implementation for the academic year 2024-25. While highlighting the importance of the nationwide campaign Swachhata Hi Seva, scheduled from 14th September to 2nd October, which marks the 10th anniversary of the launch of Swachh Bharat Mission, Upper Siang Deputy Commissioner cum Chairman Duda Hage Lailang has urged for mass participation from all, including the head of offices and officers of line department, to make this program a grand success. The DC said that the main purpose of Swachhata Hi Seva is to facilitate large-scale advocacy and citizen participation for Swachhala. He called for mega cleanliness drives and cleaning of dirty and difficult garbage spots, plantation drives and conducting awareness campaign through painting and essay writings on cleanliness and environment in schools, etc. The second edition of Zero Badminton Championship was kicked off today at the Hapoli Indoor Badminton Club by Lower Subansiri Deputy Commissioner Vivek H.P. Speaking on the occasion, the DC urged the young participants to maintain a fine balance between academics and sports for a healthy life. A healthy body is essential to develop a healthy mind. Hence, young children need to pick up any sport to remain physically fit, and badminton is one of the best sports to maintain fitness, remarked the DC, who is also the chief patron of the Lower Subansiri Badminton Association. Altogether, 70 badminton players, including boys and girls starting from under 13 to super veteran 45 years and above from Lower Subansiri, Kai Panyor and Papumpare districts, are participating in the three-day tourney. All eligible senior citizens covered under Ayushman Bharat Pradhan Mantri Jan Arogya Yojana will be issued a new distinct card under the scheme. Anyone aged 70 or above, as per the Aadhaar card, will be eligible to apply for the scheme. The scheme is expected to be operational within a week. It is an application-based scheme and people need to register on the portal. The portal will offer face authentication and will have a designated link for senior citizens above 70 years of age, official sources said. The Union Cabinet has on Wednesday approved health coverage for all senior citizens above 70 years, irrespective of income, under ABPMJ, with an outlay of 3,437 crore rupees. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.